You, of course, have studied numerous crimes, including kidnappings, and lots of different pieces of evidence have come in. Tell us the importance of these ransom notes and one particular detail for ransom to be paid in Bitcoin. Is that unusual?
Well, it's a sign of the times, isn't it? But mostly, I think that there's a number of these. My perspective is always that they are hoaxes until they are proved to be legitimate, and that should be our approach. To be paid in Bitcoin, I mean, this was, I believe, sent to KOLD, a news station. I understand, you know, that TMZ has gotten a few or at least one as well. And that these people are basically saying, let me tell you what she was wearing when we abducted her. Let me tell you about the inside of her house. Well, we know that Savannah Guthrie has actually televised things on the Today Show with her mother inside of her house, and that nobody knows what she was wearing when she went to bed that night. So these are the kind of things that are just kind of like throwing spaghetti against a wall and seeing what sticks, and then saying, if this is good enough for you, if you believe that I have her, send money. Here's my Venmo. Here's my Bitcoin account. You know, and I think that all of this just kind of adds up to the fact that there are going to be really, sadly, unscrupulous people who are taking advantage of this horrific situation to exploit it. And maybe they just think it's humorous, but it's really awful for the family.